The next patient is Billy Taps. The last name is T-A-P-S. This is a clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is a patient of Miss Jenny Sean. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, Sean, S-H-U-N-G, A-P-R-N, that is referred to this practice because of the presence of single kidney, period. The patient had a history of nephrolithiasis with a significant amount of infections that eventually led her to right nephrectomy, period. The patient has maintained a kidney function that has been consistent with a CKD stage 3A without any evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a history of gastric ulcers that were diagnosed through endoscopy. Gastric ulcers were found, and the patient has not gone back to the gastroenterologist, and she takes 40 milligrams of pantoprazole BID. We are checking the potassium and the magnesium because had secondary effects for pantoprazole. Following number anemia, that is iron deficiency. This anemia was evaluated and treated by Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-A-Z, with the infusions of iron. The patient felt much better. And she has to go to Columbus, Ohio. And she was recommended to look for a cancer center to continue to give iron infusions. Following number, the patient has a vitamin B deficiency on supplementation. The patient has a following number. Hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. T3, T4, TSH are within normal range. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. That was evaluated by Dr. St. Louis. And she recently had another arteriogram done by the doctor with success. Following number, history of osteoporosis. The administration of medication for osteoporosis is deferred to the primary. Following number, a history of rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is not taking immunosuppressors. She has been prescribed the administration of Kerendia. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case in October, after she comes back from Ohio. We invested 15 minutes of the time in the face-to-face, in the review of the laboratory workup, 8 minutes, and the documentation, 7 minutes.